Yes, good morning, good morning. Rise and grind. It's time to wake up. It's time to be productive. It's time to be active. It's time to get out there and chase success. Yes, I'm saying it. Motivation Monday, baby. Get up. Don't let this rain drag you down. Don't let this weather make you feel like you can't get shit done today. Anything is possible on any given day. You gotta believe in yourself. You gotta know that waking up every morning, working this 9 to 5, if it's something that you don't enjoy doing, then you're working to just exist. Yes, I said it. You're working to just exist. Existing in life is a killer. A lot of people do that. They just want to get by, pay their bills, don't want to chase their dreams, don't want to chase what really makes them happy. So they settle. They settle with working. They settle with working that 9 to 5, that job that makes them miserable, that job they don't want to wake up to and do every morning, every day for the rest of their life. Listen, man, I'm in the race for the long run. You feel me? I think about longevity. I think about what's going to happen. How am I going to be living when I'm 50, when I'm 60? You know, I think about longevity. Reason I think about longevity is because, look, man, anything short term, anything thought about at the moment is always possible. You feel me? It's always possible to go obtain it. It's always possible to go get it. You feel me? That's not it. But when things don't start flowing, start going the right way you want it to go, or start moving in the direction you want it to move into, you start trying to figure out, trying to plot different ways to make this success, to make this come up happen quicker. That's not the way. You feel me? Everybody got to understand everything's a slow process. You feel me? Your plan is not greater than God's plan. God has a better plan for you. You feel me? God's plan might not be for you to be a singer, to be a rapper, to be an athlete. His plan might be something completely different for you. He might have gave you the talent, you know, but his plan might not be in his plan for you might not be to do exactly that. It might be something to do in that area, but it's not that exact singer, that exact rapper, that exact basketball, football, boxer. You feel me? It might be a trainer. It might be a conditioning coach. It might be a coach in some sort. Sometimes your blessing and your gift is not what you could really do. You feel me? You'll be surprised on how powerful your thought, how powerful your brain is, how powerful the thoughts in your head are. You feel me? Are you willing to leap after them thoughts? Are you willing to take a risk? Are you willing to bet on yourself? You have to be willing to bet on yourself. Especially if you want to achieve the thing in life we call success. You got to be willing to gamble on yourself. We waste money doing other frivolous shit. Waste money on yourself. Invest in yourself. You feel me? Become a better version of yourself. Listen, man, I speak this and I speak this all the time. And I've been gone for a while because I've just been trying to write things down and get my mind right. But the one thing that's a killer, that's the dream killer to almost everybody is fear. Because people are so scared to go out there and do what they want that they put themselves in this little bubble. You feel me? This little bubble that only could be popped if you want to pop it. But it's a scary bubble. Because in that scary bubble, once you pop that bubble, everything in the real world starts hitting you one by one. You feel me? You might miss a payment of a phone bill or something. You might miss something because you're trying to chase your dream. And listen, man, before shit gets better, everything gets worse. You have to be okay with things getting bad. You have to be okay with things not going your way at first. You feel me? Listen, man, it takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of real shit, a lot of realistic tears coming down your face, crying, doubts, you know, not believing in yourself. All of that shit comes in one package. You feel me? But if you're able to look past that and say, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for me, my family. I'm going to do it because it's something that I want. I want this shit more than I want to breathe. You feel me? Then you will achieve that success. Just understand it's not going to happen overnight. It is a slow process. You feel me? It is a slow process, a very slow process. But don't let fear control what you're chasing. Don't let fear be the reason you don't chase your dreams. Don't let fear be the reason you don't achieve success. Because fear will stop you from doing a lot of things in life. Fear is the number one dream killer. You feel me? People will put their fear on you. Feel me? If people don't think like you, if people don't see the image that you have, you know, the vision that you have, if people ain't motivating you and encouraging you to go chase that, then you need to eliminate them people from your life. Because them people are just in the way. Them people are negativity. Them people are the negative bubble. Them people are the bubble that you're trying, that you pop to get out of, but they're trying to keep you in there. You know? Don't let them, the negativity, the people who are negative, the people who are doubters, don't let them fuck with your confidence. You feel me? Don't let them tell you, nah, you can't do that. That's impossible. You know what? The small-minded people think of the impossible. You know, those are the people who say, oh, that's not possible. You can't do it. It's the small-minded people. If people don't have great plans like you do, fuck them. You feel me? Real facts. Fuck them. Let them drown in their own misery. You feel me? Don't drown with them. You feel me? Eliminate them from your life. Some people will not make it to the top with you. Know that. It's a fact. Some of your closest friends, your best friends, your people you might know in your whole life will not make it to the top with you because this success shit changes people. And I'm not talking about the success is going to change you. I'm talking about the success might change the people around you. People, everybody wants to see you doing good, but nobody wants to see you doing better than them. And that's a fucking fact. All right. As soon as you start doing better than everybody else, everybody starts looking at you differently. Everybody starts saying shit about you differently. Everybody says how you not down for the people no more. How you not a people person no more. How you full of your own shit. That's what people do. That's what the closest friends to you will do. So just know that. Keep that in your mind. Listen, if they're not thinking like you, if they're not motivating you to be great, they're fucking in the way. They're the negativity that you need to eliminate from your life because they're not going to help you get there. They're not going to encourage you. They're not gonna put that confidence in you that you could do it. You feel me? Anything is possible on any given day. Just know that you could change your life around today, right at this moment. So wake your ass up, move forward, change your life today. You feel me? You could do it. Whatever it is you want to do today, you could do it. If you feel like you want to be a singer, if you feel like you want to be a rapper, if you feel like you want to be an athlete, if you feel like you want to be an actor or whatever, actress, whatever, you could do it, man. I'm going to be the one person that's going to continue encouraging you and telling you to go get it, man. Go do it. Make that shit happen because it's possible. If you could believe it, if you could think about it, you could achieve it. Just know that, man. Get up, grind. Go after, chase success, and let's get it, baby. Good morning. Let's go.